This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
A very good morning and welcome to the CNBC TV 18 Market Podcast. I'm your host, Reema Tendulkar. After a long weekend, brace yourself for a lot of activity in the market. And the three stocks you should keep on your radar will be Reliance, HDFC Bank, as well as Infosys. Reliance and HDFC Bank on the back of numbers which came out post-market hours since Friday, and Infosys because the ADR was down nearly 12% on NYSE. These three stocks, remember, will account for close to 25 to 30% of the Nifty weightage. In a nutshell, HDFC Bank's numbers were largely in line. The NII growth was weak, but the slippages were lower on a quarter-on-quarter basis. For Reliance Industries, the bottom line or the profits beat estimates. Petchem, Jio, as well as retail businesses were okay. Jio was in line. Retail was a positive surprise. And Infosys, that's on the back of the whistleblower complaints which have been forwarded to the Infosys board, as a result of which an audit committee has been formed to assess these allegations which have been made, and the matter has been forwarded to SEC. So the street is a bit worried if there are corporate governance issues which could come out from these allegations. That's the reason why the ADR was down close to about 20-odd%. In a quick run-through of the news which came out over the weekend, in case you missed it, exit polls in Haryana and Maharashtra suggest a clean sweep for the BJP. There continue to be border tensions. Their Brexit vote failed in UK, so that continues to remain a global uncertainty. The RBI MPC views indicate that the slowdown will continue to be quite prolonged, and this is something which shouldn't surprise. If you look at the markets per se, we've been closing up for the last six consecutive trading sessions. We've closed at a three-month high. The Nifty is now back above that 11,650 mark, which means we're less than 500 points away from our record closing high, and the Nifty gained close to about 3% last week. Critical to track will be the mid-cap action, because we have seen mid-cap interest pick up in the market. The FIs have been buying in the cash market, but in Friday's trade, the buy figure was paltry at 37 crore, though for the full week, they bought close to about 3,000 crore in the market. So what you need to track is whether this uptrend in the market continues. The activity could move to the mid-cap index, and you would want to see the FIs come back in the cash market. We spoke about, in earnings reaction, we spoke about HDFC Bank and Reliance Industries. Infratel was largely in line. Profits were higher on account of lower taxes. If you look at L&T Finance, the street is a bit disappointed because of the slower loan growth. The profits were driven by the lower tax. For LIC Housing Finance, it will be the asset quality which will disappoint the street. Ujjivan numbers were okay in the financial space. The MFI growth was quite strong. AUM growth highest in the last 12 quarters. So let's go with a weakness for L&T Finance and LIC Housing Finance, while Ujjivan could hold up in the green. On the cement pack, Ultratech's numbers were lower than estimates. For Ambuja Cement as well, there could be some pressure because volumes were down 4% on a year-on-year basis. Shree Cement could be a stock which could go up in the green on account of margins positively surprising. So Ultratech, Ambuja perhaps in the red, Shree Cement in the green. Talking about the IT pack which came out, L&T Technology, Tata Elxsi, as well as Just Dial and Saskia. For L&T Technology, the company has once again lowered its full-year guidance and now stands at 10%. For Tata Elxsi, it's been another weak quarter. For Saskin as well, it's a weak quarter. But there are lots of other earnings tracked like ICICI Lombard, Piramal Enterprises, as well as Just Dial. So I hope you're all refreshed after the long weekend, because this one's going to be a busy, busy day. Thanks again for listening in to the CNBC TV 18 Market Podcast. With that, I, Reema Tendulkar, wish you a very happy trading day. This market podcast was brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock exchange.